Hey, Dell, who are you going for? The Broncos over the Eels tonight?
Yeah, it's a tough one. Look, you know, obviously, you talk about home crowds and stuff. Even though it's quite Suncorp Stadium, I don't think there's really any home crowds. But, oh, geez, on a toss of a coin, I'm going to go with the Broncos.
Yep.
Only because I think when they got their butt smacked last year, 58-0, that wouldn't sit too well with the club and some of those players. And I know Anthony Seibold, he won't let them forget that in a hurry.
Okay,
well, that sounds like a love tip to me. Now, look, everyone's talking about the Eels having a walk-up start to the finals because of their draw. What do you reckon?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say it's a walk-up start because I think a lot of teams are going to be coming out of the blocks. But consistently, I reckon they've got the home ground advantage here because they've got Bank West. I mean, you know, I just said, you know, there's going to be no home ground advantage really. But when you're comfortable playing in a stadium, when you're walking there, there's a real good vibe and a real confidence that you have. And I reckon that's what Parramatta will have. And also, they've bought really well. Regan Campbell-Gillard obviously bought Ryan Madison. And the last couple of years, they've been putting a good side together. And I think Mitchell Moses... there's a real maturity about him now.
Mate, what do you reckon the Sharkies v. the Tigers with what's been going on this week with the Sharkies? Will the Tigers be able to do them? Will that upset them a lot with Bronson Zeri's positive drug test?
Yeah, look, I think for me, I hate to say, but the Sharks have been here before. They've had things go through their club, and they're such a mentally tough club. And the best way that they can control things is go out there and play good football. Obviously, you know, some people feel for the young bloke. It's going to be tough because... he was going to be such a big part of their season.
Yeah.
And also, they're talking about him playing State of Origin this year. So, look, I think the Tigers are a good side. That's a toss of a coin. I'm probably going to go with the Tigers in this one.
Okay. Yep. And look, for us, the Central Coast, the local game is the Warriors-Dragons.
Saturday.
On Saturday, what do you reckon? 3 p.m.
Oh, look, this is big for the Dragons because, you know, already they're 0-2. They played some pretty ordinary football in the first two rounds. And I think McGregor's made some really good changes there. He's left some players like Laffey out. Ewan Aiken's obviously on the bench. Zach Lomax goes to... but, I'm going to go with the Dragons only because I just know that Mary's under pressure and the Warriors have been here a while now. They'll play well, but the Dragons got a really good record against the Warriors.
Doubt if we fly through these Cowboys-Titans, which way you swing there, mate?
Okay, Cowboys.
Go the Cowboys? Okay, yeah. Roosters v. Rabbits?
Oh, mate, the Roosters are on two at the moment. I reckon the Roosters will be the Rabbits here.
Okay. Storm v. the Raiders.
And the Storm Raiders.
Oh, Storm at home.
Yeah.
I took the Raiders to win it this year. I still think they've got a sport they can win it. But I think Melbourne Storm and the new rules will suit the Melbourne Storm.
Yep. Okay. Sea Eagles, Bulldogs.
Another home for the Central Coast.
Yep.
Yeah, Sea Eagles for me.
Sea Eagles. And Panthers v. Knights.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh.
No, Kalen Ponga, so I'm going to lean towards the Penrith Panthers.
Okay, for the Panthers. All right, we've got to go because the goat's ready to go. Dal, what about you? Wendell Saylor, the greatest of all time when it comes to singers or artists. Who do you think?
Oh, look, for me, I'll stay at home. I'll go with Cole Chisel.
Cole Chisel. All right.
Bound to be a popular choice, that one, Dal.
Okay, Dal. Look. Looking forward to hearing you tonight. Broncos versus Eels tonight on Triple M. Gordon Tallis, Pretty Boy Girdler. Thanks to McDonald's and Ream. Thanks for joining us this morning, Dal.
Thanks, guys. Love your work.
Cheers, mate. See you, buddy.